Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, folks, welcome back to Calm and Confident, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. But trust me, we're keeping things real and relatable here. I'm Dylan Brooks, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes chaotic world of everyday life. Today, we're diving into something incredibly powerful, something that can truly transform how you navigate stress, setbacks, and even those little moments of self-doubt we all experience. That's right, we're talking about self-compassion. Ever feel like you're beating yourself up over a mistake? You know that feeling when you trip in public and your inner critic starts launching into a full-blown stand-up routine. We've all been there. But what if I told you there was a way to rewrite that script to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through something similar? That's where self-compassion comes in. It's not about being soft or letting things slide. It's about acknowledging your struggles, offering yourself support, and recognizing your inherent worth, even when things get tough. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easy for Dylan to say. Believe me, I stumble and fall just like everyone else. But over the years, I've learned that practicing self-compassion is a game-changer. It's not about ignoring your shortcomings, it's about accepting them with grace. Think of it like this. Imagine you're helping a friend who's struggling. You wouldn't berate them or pile on the pressure, right? You'd offer a listening ear, a kind word, and maybe even a hug if they're into that. Well, guess what? You deserve that same level of compassion from yourself. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your self-compassion journey. 1. Recognize your humanity. We're all flawed, we make mistakes, and sometimes life throws us curveballs. Remember, struggling is part of the human experience. It doesn't define you, it makes you human. 2. Practice self-kindness. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a loved one who's going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Ditch the inner critic and embrace your own kindness. Imagine that voice in your head saying, "Hey, it's okay, I got this," instead of "Ugh, seriously." 3. Focus on your feelings. Allow yourself to feel your emotions without judgment. It's okay to be sad, frustrated, or even angry. Acknowledge these feelings, sit with them for a moment, and then gently guide yourself towards a more positive perspective. Don't try to bottle them up or pretend they don't exist. That just creates pressure. Thaw. Practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to simply be present in the moment. Pay attention to your breath, your senses, and the world around you. This helps to ground you and create a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your crazy thoughts and just being. 5. Celebrate your accomplishments. Big or small, take the time to acknowledge your wins. Did you finish that project? Make a healthy meal? Get out of bed on a tough morning? Celebrate those victories. It's important to recognize your progress and give yourself credit for all that you do. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street and trip over nothing, landing face first into a puddle. Ouch, right? Without self-compassion, your inner voice might be screaming, "What an idiot. How could you do that?" Now everyone's looking at you. But with self-compassion, you might think, "Well, that was embarrassing, but it happens to everyone. I'll just laugh it off and keep walking." See the difference? It's about reframing those negative thoughts into something more understanding and forgiving. So, what's next? Start incorporating these tips into your daily routine. Talk kindly to yourself, acknowledge your feelings, celebrate your wins, and remember that you are worthy of love and compassion, just as you are. Remember, folks, life is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, stumbles and triumphs. But with self-compassion as your guiding light, you'll navigate it all with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of inner peace. And hey, don't forget to spread the love. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little dose of self-compassion. And let me know in the comments what you think. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Until next time, keep it calm and confident.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.